Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I am Alex at TSB Pod. He is King at Jeromney. He is Ski at TSB Ski. Tweet at one of those handles if you would like us to watch your movie in a few weeks. It's coming up. Give us your suggestions. You can also do that in Discord, Sports Brewery in Discord. Find it. Give us suggestions in there. Discord's a good time. You know, our sports podcast on Thursday, we came up with a new hashtag, a new phrase for Oregon baseball. And there are some really high quality images that were put in our Discord as a result of that by Duck Duck Chef. So if you're just a listener and you're not getting involved in the Discord, in Discord, you're missing out.
In the Discord.
I like to drive on the Beltline and look at the Discord. Fuck.
I go from Highway 9 to the Beltline to the 5. It's a whole deal.
Local directions references. Always fucking good.
Always a ratings killer.
Twitch.tv/, speaking of things that don't get ratings, twitch.tv/abrog87, ABRAWG87. Get in that and you can watch our sports podcast every Thursday. We record around 7:30 or 8. It's a good time, man. It really is.
This time of the year, it's about 40% sports.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No, but that's when it's the most fun. If I'm being honest, so get in there. It's a good time. What else are you doing on a Thursday night? You know. All right. Also, by the way, if you miss those streams, check them out on YouTube. I have a YouTube. I post them on there. There's like a playlist and everything. So if you miss the live streams and want to see them, go on there and do it.
Playlist and everything. Oh, look at me, it's so fancy.
I'm fucking exhausted, man. I'm exhausted from watching this movie. The movie is Ski's movie, and it's an end-to-end
thriller is what this is.
I felt like, you know, King, this is kind of our fault because last week I brought up the fact that we agree on everything and we essentially challenge Ski. And anytime you challenge Ski, he's going to come with something like this. And the movie is Chasers. Came out in 1994. It is currently on Prime Video. It has a 33% on
literally,
Rotten Tomatoes.
Like,
yeah, it does.
What we did is it was a 2-2 pitch.
Yeah.
And we challenged him with high fastball. He was sitting on it dead red. He knew it was coming. He didn't want to go 3-2. He was extending the zone and bang, he did his thing.
Should have thrown the off speed.
I know.
Big ping is all I'm saying. Big ping. 5.2 on IMDb. 44 on Metacritic. All right. Okay. Movie stars Tom Berenger as Rock Riley. William McNamara as Eddie Devane. Erica Alanic as Tony Johnson. Erica Alanic of Baywatch fame.
And Under Siege, you know.
Okay. Crispin Glover as Howard.
And Beverly Hillbillies, by the way.
Hillbillies, that's right. Yeah. She had a good run, man.
She had really a banger 3-year run.
She really did,
Baywatch preceding that, but yeah.
Yes. Matthew Glaive as Rory Blames? I wrote that down. I don't remember that character. Dean Stockwell as this salesman Stig. Dean Stockwell, you remember, was on Quantum Leap.
What was the character's name?
I can't remember.
It was the guy that would send him places.
It was the guy with the little thing, and he'd send. Yeah, yeah. Send Scott.
Send
Bakula.
Back. He'd send Bakula places.
Yeah, back
to different times.
Get out of here. Gary Busey in this movie as Sergeant Vince Banger. Of course he is. Fucking of course he is. Dennis Hopper with a cameo in this. Kind of, it's a cameo because
kind of
directed it, but as a character named Doggy. Why he would put himself in this movie as that character, I don't know.
With a prosthetic nose,
amazing, but
peculiar,
amazing. We'll have to get into that. This movie written by John Rhys, who also wrote Blown Away, Wind Talkers, and Anna Nicole, and Joe Battier. They wrote
Wind
that stuff
Talkers
together.
To Anna Nicole.
It's the Wind Talkers, a fucking fantastic movie. And it's like, and then the Anna Nicole Smith. Yeah.
You just tried to sneak that in like we wouldn't notice.
Uh-huh, right. That's the last thing he did, I'm pretty sure.
Schindler's List to Grandma's Boy.
Yeah. John Rhys and Joe Battier, they wrote those things together, all those things I just mentioned. I forgot to mention Joe Battier's name. But it was, so those two came up with the story, and then Dan Gilroy ended up doing a lot of like the actual writing of this movie. Dan Gilroy also wrote Nightcrawler, Velvet Buzzsaw, and Kong Skull Island, Real Steel, and The Bourne Legacy. So,
did you guys know that Gilroy, California, is the garlic capital of the world?
I did know that.
I did not. I did not
know
that.
Yeah,
I'm a big garlic guy. As I get older,
San Jose kid. You know, it's close enough.
It is what it is. Yep.
He also wrote like three episodes of whatever that Star Wars one, Andor.
He did. He did write a few episodes of Andor, which is good TV. Like, it's good. It's a drama, but, you know, it is. It's good. I liked it. Movie, as I alluded to, directed by Dennis Hopper. He actually did not direct a ton of things in his career. He acted in over like 200 things, but only directed 10, including this movie, Colors, and Easy Rider. So some things not equal to the other things. But
are we talking about the Nike shoe commercial, Dennis Hopper?
Yeah, that guy.
Bad Things, man.
Yeah.
I mean, Bad Things.
Speed One, Dennis Hopper.
Speed One, Dennis Hopper. Yeah. Bruce Smith chasing him down on the commercial. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. He had big Hoosiers character energy in this one.
Ugh.
Like just perma hammered, like, you know, like budget for this movie, $15 million. Box office for this movie, 1.6.
See, this was a hard decade to try to get into the buddy cop genre here.
Wait a minute. Are you blaming?
No,
are you blaming
way.
Bill Clinton for this movie right now? Is that what you're doing?
So here, I actually wrote them down. Here are all the buddy cop movies from the 90s.
Hang on. We're calling this a buddy cop movie?
Yeah, that's the premise of it. Yeah, they're essentially cops. They're transporting a prisoner.
They're not fighting crimes. They're not going door to door. Like, they're not doing B&Es, like trying to catch criminals.
I mean,
you know?
they might as well be Tommy Lee Jones and Fugitive is what they are. So I see this movie as, this movie is a buddy cop styled movie.
You're the worst.
Which means, so here's your list. Here's the buddy cop movies of the 80s or of the 90s. Another 48 Hours, which, how they never got Nick Nolte and Berenger together in a movie like that. Ooh, that would have been a banger. Bad Boys.
Banger.
Bulletproof.
Banger.
Laugh Boy Scout.
Yeah.
Lethal Weapon 3 and 4.
Ah, 3 is a banger.
Oh, yeah.
Men in Black.
Yeah. Yeah, no, yeah. It's a banger.
Hey, Will Smith at Coachella this weekend, by the way.
It was Metro and Money Train. Rush Hour. And my personal favorite of the decade, Showdown in Little Tokyo.
Yeah, and you know, Chasers, right alongside
and Chasers.
All of those movies,
I mean,
right?
They were up against, you know, this was like the 26 Yankees. This is Murderers Row they were up against here.
So
I mean, what do you expect?
2001 Mariners.
Yeah.
So
Ichiro Road Blowers.
116 wins are up against here. I mean,
oh man.
So what's the argument here? Is this movie's not actually bad? It's just when you compare it to all
comparison,
the gems. Yeah.
Yeah. You throw this movie in the '80s, and it's just like Lethal Weapon 1 and 2 in the first 48 Hours, which
See, no one is comparing this movie to those movies.
You should be. You should be, because that's what this is.
Keep your third eye open, Alex. Come on.
Yeah,
my bad. My bad.
Come on.
You know? So, yeah, no, premise of this movie, I would not call it a buddy cop movie, but it is Berenger and McNamara. Essentially, they're transporting a criminal, which is Erica Elenik's character. So a Navy criminal, I should say. So, you know, they're all in the Navy and they need to transport her from one place to another. Something I couldn't quite figure out as I was watching this movie is, so their trip to go pick her up was about 10 minutes, right? I mean, like 10 minutes of like real time, like not movie time. It was like a minute of movie time, but it's like 10 minutes of real time.
Their drive was, yeah. I think they said the drive was like 6 hours to go pick her up.
Okay. It didn't seem like that, but fine.
No,
six hours, fine.
I just remember Berenger said, yeah, like, you know, because McNamara wanted to get back fast. And,
yeah. So he could, you know, keep perpetuating stealing from the U.S. Yeah, Navy. Yeah.
Laundering money.
Yeah, totally.
On Uncle Sam's dime.
On Uncle Sam.
Oh, yeah. So as I was watching this movie, you know, they had things happen that kept them from being able to drive, like, you know, her putting tampons in the gas thing and all that stuff. Like, sure. Okay, cool. It took them like 3 days, I think, total, right? To get there.
No, they only slept the one night in the hotel. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm just saying, like, how fucking long is this drive? Because it was really dragging on. I think that's really what I'm asking. Well, is like,
you gotta fill an hour and 40 long minute movie here, Braga. It can't be a trip down to the fucking Quickie Mart to grab a criminal and bring her back.
That's the way I like my movies to be. Is fuck, guys, like, we gotta fill an hour and a half. Like, just throw whatever shit we can think of in there. That's kind of what this felt like a little bit at times.
I mean, did you see all the things that happened to him on the drive?
Go for it. Yeah, run them down.
Like I said, the car broke down in. Yep. I was trying to. Where does this take place? Like Georgia, like South Carolina area?
California, I think. Because they were going to San Diego.
I thought it was more West Coast, yeah.
Yeah, like she needed to end up in San Diego. I do remember hearing that.
So they get trapped in the desert.
Yep.
Somewhere.
Yeah. Nevada.
And what are you I don't know where they're at. So what are you how are you supposed to get her back in 20 minutes, Braga, when your van breaks down in the middle of like old mining roads? Yeah. What are you supposed to do?
No, totally. That's what I would have done. I would have driven.
He was taking a shortcut through the old mining roads.
Taking a shortcut.
I love a good mining road.
I love a good shortcut off of I-5 onto a mining road. Genius.
We're not making mining roads like we used to.
We sure aren't.
Come on.
Know? That's what.
And
really,
then you're going to try to say that Berenger doesn't know a good shortcut to? I mean, come on.
He won the AL Central. Come on.
Yeah.
You see that bunt he can fucking lay down and leg out? You got to trust this guy.
With bad knees? Like, you kidding me, man? Like, I saw him leg it out. You're telling me he can't, like, yeah. Yeah, Ski, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so, van breaks down. Van breaks down. What are you going to do? And then she escapes. So you're going to have to, you know, drive after her in your already partially broken down van and then get, you know, pit maneuvered up a volcano at a putt-putt golf course. I mean, these things happen every day in America.
They do.
Every day in America.
I love him, like, shooting out her tire, like, from behind.
No, what a shot. Don't tell me Berenger's not a fucking crack shot. Did you see the power stance he took before he shot? I mean, come on.
That was an impressive shot. Also, shooting your gun into a parade might not be the best idea.
Unless you're a Chiefs fan.
Yeah. What's that?
Too soon. I'm sorry.
Way too soon.
I'm a Chiefs fan. I can make fun of us.
Yeah, cut that.
Mark it.
By the way, big Tampax had a stamp on this movie. Yeah.
Where do you think they got funded a lot from for this movie?
Yeah.
By the way, as a quick aside, Is the tampon business like in decline now that women just take like birth control forever to control their menstrual cycles?
No, they still have periods.
I was gonna
No,
blame the
no, no.
it does change your
Yeah.
cycles. But I
Yeah,
was
it
gonna blame
does.
the free bleeders now as killing the
Oh, okay.
tampon
No.
market. So
Yeah, they probably cancel it out. The free bleeders are.
the free bleeders or the something cup, Daisy cup?
No,
What
please
else?
don't go down. Nope. That's next level. Don't do that one. I'm good at free bleeders. Carry on,
Right.
Alex. I apologize. I don't know why I'm calling you Alex tonight.
I'll take it. I'll take it. That's my name.
That's what Behringer does to you. He fucking prims you up and makes you proper.
He does. Okay,
Because otherwise they'll fucking put a cigarette out in your eyeball.
can
And
we
that'll
have a
happen.
conversation about the voice he used in this movie? Like, what was going on there? What?
That's his voice. What are you talking about?
That's not his voice. That's not
That's
Tom
his voice.
Behringer's voice.
Oh yeah, it is.
Hey, you fucking kid. Like, what did who do you think had that idea? Because that voice is Dennis Hopper in like half of the movies he's in. So did Hop was Hopper like, hey, why don't you try a voice or something like that, man? Like, so like,
He gets, his character chain smokes cigarettes.
sure.
He just gets so deep into character. He goes, if I'm killing this many heaters, my voice is going to be different.
Okay. It
I mean,
was a de it
he
was a
might as well be,
decision.
he might as well be Daniel Day-Lewis,
Oh
just,
yeah,
method.
real a real method
Just
actor. Yeah.
gets so deep into character. I mean, everyone had to call, I read it, everyone had to call him Rock on set. He wouldn't answer
True.
anything else.
That would be amazing.
Watch the DVD cut of the snipe of his sniper series, and you'll find out how much of a method actor he is.
Man, he is one of those guys just like perma red face, perma like
He's a
sig in his mouth.
perma hard ass also. He I don't I'm trying to think if I've ever seen him in a role where he's not the hard
No.
ass.
No.
That's a nice like niche to get yourself in, right? If you're
I
making
mean,
movies.
even Jake Taylor's just, a salty vet. His knees are shot. I mean,
He was a lover though, man. I'll say he had that side in this movie too.
he actually, yeah. When the ladies came around, he did kind of pick up a little bit, didn't he?
You know who that lady was? It was Mary Lou Henner played that character.
The waitress or
Yep.
the chick at the end?
Like the waitress, yeah.
The waitress? Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's the same person, right?
Oh, was it? I
Yeah, that was the
yeah.
same
Yeah, I
person.
think
Yeah,
it
it
was.
was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guess I never put that together, but
You new to Chaser Ski? I mean, geez.
yeah. This ain't my first rodeo with
I know,
chasers here.
I'm saying. Why are we telling you things about chasers right now?
I guess I never really cared enough to assume that was the same woman from the diner.
Man, Crispin Glover is like the
Weird.
creepiest person ever. Is he not? Like, it's
Speaking of typecast, fucking Crispin Glover.
Jesus. There is a reason he has not been in movies since then. He is creepy as shit. And he's not supposed to be creepy either. He's just supposed to be like the fun-loving friend who's sort of like scared and,
He's supposed to be like a nerdy
like a
numbers
nerdy
guy that's
guy,
like
but
gets pushed around and yeah.
he
Yeah.
looks like he wants to harvest your skin and wear it. Like he looks like that. And then when
He
he
has
talks,
multiple.
it's then when he talks, it's worse.
He has multiple skin suits in his closet right now, for sure, and maybe a body under the floorboards.
1,000%.
All right, so I'm going to say this too.
Okay.
Clearly, you guys just have no class and don't appreciate this movie. I get that already. At least tell me the scene with just tell me the chemistry between Behringer and Busey wasn't just fantastic. Did you guys watch their back and forth?
I mean, it's Busey.
It's Busey, yes.
You don't like tight spots, use Vaseline. That's my Busey, apparently. I don't know. That's pretty bad. Busey is classic Busey in this movie. Like, yeah. If you didn't watch the movie and you're just listening to us right now, like imagine Gary Busey, that's what he is in this movie. Like,
He plays the Marines jailkeeper, I guess you would call him.
I don't, he's not a Marine. Because he said he hates the Marines, right?
No, like, he hates the Navy guys.
Okay.
And Behringer hates them because they're Marines.
Okay. All right. That was it. Yeah. All right. I don't know the nuance. Yeah, I guess this movie's too nuanced for me. They call them
jarheads and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, you know. No, so he was like, he was holding her, and then they were picking her up from him to escort to the plane that was going to take her away, apparently. So,
That, again, I've seen this movie twice now. I did not assume this movie was in California because they were taking a flight from L.A. to San Diego.
Well, yeah. I mean, are you going to get stuck in the 405 traffic when it's a 45-minute flight from John Wayne? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, they've already driven for 2 days. You think they can make that extra, like, three-hour drive south?
Yeah, I'm taking the coastal highway. I'm taking the PCH myself, King. I don't know about you. I thought they were flying out of San Diego. See, this movie doesn't make any fucking sense, man. Doesn't make any fucking sense. And by the way, get on the freeway, you fucking weirdos. Like, golly.
Shortcuts, baby. Shortcuts.
Like, what part of the in-between between Los Angeles and San Diego is like that, like, backwoods area that they ended up in? That's what I'm curious about.
None.
Yeah, that doesn't exist.
I mean, like, have you been outside the big metropolises in California?
Yes.
Both of you have.
Not from LA to San Diego.
That's fair.
It's LA, Orange County, desert, military bases. San Diego. Yeah.
So I guess it's not wrong. I mean, there is a desert there that they could have ended up in. I don't know that there's like a lot of like oil mines in there, like abandoned oil mines.
Yeah, there was no oil derricks. They were mining something down there, just full of the ground.
Yeah. All right. You got any more hotness on this movie, Ski? I mean,
a little fun fact here for you.
There you go. That's what I was waiting for.
Erica Laniak and Gary Busey started. This is their second movie starring together. They're both in Under Siege 1.
Under Siege 1.
Yeah, well, don't even get me started on Dark Territory, which is one of the best sequels of every movie.
Believe me, we will not.
I guess that's something to look forward to.
Morris
Chestnut. Hell yeah. Ooh. What a dish.
But I am intrigued by, so Erica Laniak, you know, Baywatch fame for what, like 6 years or so? I don't know how long her run was on there, but
you tell us.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it was that.
Research.
I am fucking looking that up. This is just off the top of the dome. But I wonder if they had something in her or something where, because she also did Playboy. And like every movie she's in, she has to get topless pretty much. Because I mean, Under Siege, she does. Probably would have done it in Beverly Hillbillies too if it wasn't like PG.
See, now that, and this movie, by the way, makes me think differently of Dennis Hopper, because all of these, as the director, these are Dennis Hopper decisions. And so so the fact that she, remember, she like took her shirt off, had her boobs out, and then dude went to the bathroom, and then they like just kept the camera on her with her boobs for no reason. She's watching him like walk away. So instead of showing him walking, they just show her laying there with her boobs out. Like,
well, that's the patriarchy, you know?
Yeah, no. Well,
it's because the man is walking away. He's in control, and you have to show the woman in a very
submissive,
vulnerable, submissive. Sure. Yeah, come on.
I mean, she's handcuffed. I mean, what more do you want?
And so then, so then that brings me to his doggy character, where he only exists. Why is that character in this movie? Like, and why does he play that character?
Because like, no one else would want to play that.
Why is it in the movie? Like, again, like, so here's the sequence, by the way. So she sneaks out of the window, gets on a bike, rides about 20 feet on the bike and then gets out on the street. And then Dennis Hopper's character picks her up. She literally pulls the leg up, puts it out to hitchhike. Yeah. Dennis Hopper's character picks her up, which, by the way, like, don't discount how ridiculous it was that she rode a bike 20 feet to the street instead of just like running or walking. Like, she sought out a bike, got on it, and then rode 20 feet. Okay. All right. A guy
butt ass naked cupping his junk almost caught up to her.
Yep. Yep.
And she was on a bike.
Yep. And then Dennis Hopper's character comes and picks her up hitchhiking. And part of his conversation to her was him wanting her to try on clothes for him and telling her that he has the best crotchless panties that she can wear. And then going to a place where he's going to assault
hourly rate motel, I'm guessing.
Yeah. And then she steals the car, which, cool, fantastic. And out of the trunk, Dennis Hopper's character pulls out a blow up doll with a bunch of like lingerie on it. So again, that doesn't need to be in the movie. Dennis Hopper not only kept it in the movie, wanted it to be in the movie, but wanted to play that character.
No, you had to because she had to get a car. And they're trying to portray her as not really a criminal, right?
So if she can't steal a car, it would have been bad, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Now, her taking the car about some creepy guy with a fake nose and a blow-up doll, yeah, that's not bad.
He is a bad guy.
So you are allowed to steal from bad people. And
bad hombre.
Put up the wall on him.
Bad hombre.
I will say, The only questionable thing in this movie I have.
The only thing, okay.
Only questionable thing I have. So, she's escaping in that big Cadillac car. They're chasing after her. She picks them up the volcano, like I said. And then, she sits there and watches and doesn't move. Watches them fucking, flip the car over down this volcano and land, and then's like, oh, I guess I'll leave now.
No,
only questionable thing I have.
This. Not only that, by the way, so because we mentioned Behringer shooting out the tire right before that, she's in the car and waves at them, and then she's like, oh, I better run away from them, and then starts to drive. She could have been driving the whole time. She would have been scot-free, like gone for good. Like, there's no way they catch her. But she's literally waiting there watching them hanging upside down off the volcano. And then when they land, she's like, hey, guys. Oh, no. And then drives away and then gets her tire shot out.
I love that voice. Yeah.
Thanks, man. All right.
Classic Behringer scene there with the blaming him for saying you moved, and that's what caused the car to fall off.
I almost forgot the fight. Behringer and McNamara was fucking incredible.
It was.
You could see the stunt people's faces. you literally could see their faces. Like, they didn't even try to hide. Like, nowadays you can do like post work on it, like,
or shoot them from behind. You shoot someone from behind, so all you see is a wig.
That's what I was gonna say. Like, in the 90s, you didn't necessarily have that, so you're shooting from angles, like, so you miss their face. Or what was that movie we watched where they like wore a helmet, so that was
the Jay Leno movie,
right? Yeah, and Pat Morita. Yeah, like one of them wore a helmet just so you know the stunt person was actually riding it. Yeah. But this one, they didn't even try. Like, again, this is Dennis Hopper's. Like, come on, man. Like, you could see the dude's face. You could see it wasn't Behringer. And then how quick they're moving was just hilarious. Because, like, Behringer spends the whole movie being this, like, lumbering old dude who's, like, struggling physically. And then all of it. He's Jake Taylor, right?
You have to realize that he spin kicks
and shit.
All of Behringer's movies are in the same universe. It's a multiverse, if you want to say. He has different They're all in the same multiverse. They're all the same person. They just got different roles. You know, Last of Dogman.
I love it.
Yeah, the Barrett. He, you know, in Last of Dogman, he's a tracker that's bitter and angry, and his knees hurt. This movie, you know, he's a chaser. His knees hurt, and he uses smokes heaters. I mean, come on. Substitute, different universe.
This is after. This is after Major League. He, the wife with the kid. That's Rene Russo from Major League, right? That exactly. he's no longer with in this movie. All right. The Behringer-verse.
The Baron-verse.
Baron-verse.
Behringer-verse. The Behringer-verse.
Behringer-verse. I like Behringer-verse.
Yeah. You know what you guys should do right now also is look at what Erica Laniak looks like now.
Oh, is this toxic masculinity that you're doing?
It's not. I'm not even going to say about, I mean, she's in her 50s. People gain weight and stuff like that. That's not it. But she has double full sleeve tattooed arms now. Yeah.
I'm looking it up. You got to fill, man. What do you mean?
What else do I need to talk about this movie? The other two chaser guys.
Oh yeah, she does.
Oh the so the
goddamn with color too.
With color, vibrant. Full color.
Yellow sleeves. Whoa.
Yeah, which I like I said I respect. She got out of the game and was just like, fuck it. I'm going double sleeves. I don't give a fuck anymore.
Dude, that's what's up.
Damn, Daniel. Dang. Hey.
That's really cool. Right.
Dang, that's right. Aggressive. I don't mean that in a pejorative way.
No.
She leaned all the way into that. Okay.
Not even mad.
Cool. Not what I was expecting.
No.
Not what I was expecting you to say, Ski. So yes, those characters you were bringing up, that is where the overt racism of this movie sort of comes in too, because they're throwing around like a whole bunch of stuff and that you could say in the 90s that you cannot say now. Yeah, so
there is a great line in this movie that you can't say anymore, but when they're driving into the Marine camp, do you hear what Behringer yells out the window as they're driving into it?
He drops an F-bomb. Yeah.
Yeah, he says Oliver North is a F-bomb.
Yep.
I mean, I don't condone the use of that, but what a great fucking line to say, because Oliver North is a piece of shit. And it's just so great. I chuckled again after I watched.
Yep. All right. Tell me one good thing about this movie, Ski, so I don't give it a 0.5.
How about the entire movie? I mean, Behringer himself is a full point just himself.
I'll say the last part of this movie where they sort of where they reconciled everything, and you like she did some actual acting in this, like Erica Laniak, like she did some actual acting where she was talking about her brother and all of that stuff, and like as the movie sort of wound down, you're like, oh, okay, it's sort of turning into an actual movie. Like, there's some acting going on here. I see. Yeah, okay, this is cool. And, you know, so I did, you know, this. It's not the worst movie I've ever seen. But, like, you know, it's, yeah.
The only bad acting is really McNamara.
Yeah, he's not good.
He's not good.
Yeah.
If your last name in real life is McNamara, or your character is named McNamara, you just have to be a bit spot as an angry East Coast cop. Fucking McNamara. I'm on the case. I'm on it. You know, that's all you have to do. That's it.
Fucking cop.
Like, did you see his like drunk walking?
No. I mean, thank you for mentioning that. They teach classes on.
Yeah. But especially his drunk walk. Like, they teach you how to like fake drunk walk. I don't know whose acting class he took to be like, here's how you act as a drunk.
He walked like Bluto in the the Robin Williams Popeye movie in 1985.
Yeah. Yes, he did. By the way, the first scene of the movie is him not drunk, like just walking down a hallway. He is the weirdest fucking walk I've ever seen, man. Like, and then when he's supposed to be drunk, he like throws his arms out and is like,
he gets out wide.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
Humans don't walk like that. What is happening? He's not good. All right, we only got a couple.
But tell, Quick, tell me you didn't enjoy Behringer at the end when he's watching him rescue her with the tow truck, and he's sitting there with the binoculars, and he's just like, gives like a fist pump, like a yeah.
They did it. They broke a law and robbed. They freed a prisoner, illegally from the military.
Escaped to Mexico.
Yeah. And Behringer just retires, apparently. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. Good luck with that. Okay. So we only got like a minute left. Ski, it is your movie, so you do the honors.
I mean, this is
What are we going out of?
Five this week.
We're doing five. Okay, cool.
Because next month is May, which is the fifth.
Makes sense. It's five. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right, cool.
I mean, this is simple. Behringer, Erkelaniak, buddy cop, comedy, 3.5.
This is a one for me. This is a one.
1.5. I like Behringer, so
you like fucking Behringer. Who doesn't like her?
I like Busey in this.
Yes,
Behringer. Behringer was okay. Not enough Dean Stockwell for me, if I'm being honest. I need more car salesmen.
We didn't have enough time. Who was the guy that was like his commander for the Navy too? Castle. I can't remember his first name.
You know, like the mustache.
Yeah.
I got plans. Fucking cancel them.
Done.
Yep.